The injury report, of course, is brought to you by Shenerovich, Shenerovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. This sucks. Roman Wilson, limited yesterday, hamstring, new thing, prediction, no chance he gets a helmet.
No.
He is not going to play. That's just a prediction, educated guess. He's not going to play on Sunday.
Nope.
And I feel awful for the guy. Awful for him. Training camp, you miss. You're a rookie wide receiver. It takes you a long time to get up to speed. They're baby spoon feeding you. You get five snaps, four routes run on Sunday. And now you pull your hammy. Man, I don't think he's going to be a part of this passing offense maybe at any point this year.
Nope. It's going to be like Calvin Austin's first year.
Yep.
Can't make the club in the tub.
You can't. And people don't want to hear that. And maybe people think you throw him out there and let him take his lumps. Not when your stated goal is we have to win playoff games. And I know the wide receiver core is bad. There's a difference, and I'm serious about this, and you know this better than I do, and you've explained this. There's a difference between a guy who's not great in Van Jefferson and a guy who doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
Like, at least you expect Van Jefferson to go out there and run the right routes and be on the same page with the quarterback. Clearly, they didn't trust Roman Wilson, and that doesn't mean that he doesn't have football acumen or anything like that. Everything you understand about the guy.
He just lost a lot of time.
He lost a lot of time.
And that's crucial for a young player. I mean, you got to be able to trust him and understand and hope that he understands what he's doing, and that's clearly the case, or he would have been in there. He'd have been in there a lot. He's just not up to par. And like you said, like that's, I mean, you kind of feel bad a little bit. Like, I don't feel bad because, like, you know, it's life. It's the NFL, but... that's clearly the case, is that we couldn't trust him in there. And then whenever he got his opportunity and you try to work him in a little bit more, he gets hurt again.
The Steelers are interested in Mike Williams. They were interested in Devontae Adams. They were interested in Brandon Ayuk. Folks, they know that they're not good enough at the wide receiver position, and he still can't play. So that tells me everything I need to know. Not that they get benefit of the doubt and they always make the right roster decisions, play the right guys. But that kind of tells me everything you need to know.
Yep.